Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. In Delaware County Wednesday night, Vice President Harris was asked whether she thinks former President Trump is a fascist. She said, quote, "Yes, I do." The Trump campaign says her comments are disrespectful to the intelligence of voters and that she is increasingly reeking of desperation. Harris also described how she would be different from President Biden. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
A diverse group of local voters covered a wide array of topics, from the economy to the war in Gaza. Beth Sandberg of Ballykinwood asked about anti-Semitism.
How would you combat this growing trend and protect our young adults?
We need to have laws in place that make those who would commit crimes on behalf of anti-Semitism and hate, that they pay a serious consequence.
Penn student Leanne Griffith wondered how a Harris administration would differ from Biden's.
How can we expect you to deviate from the direction of that administration compared to your own?
My administration will not be a continuation of the Biden administration. I bring my own ideas and my own experience.
But the overarching message from Harris was the danger presented by a second Trump presidency. She said she agreed with the recent assessment of Trump's former chief of staff, General John Kelly, that Trump is a fascist.
And frankly, I think of it as he's just putting out a 911 call to the American people.
The event was originally envisioned as a debate between Harris and Trump, but Trump declined to attend. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New mothers in Pennsylvania will get information about postpartum depression so they can quickly get screened and get help. It's all thanks to a new law signed by Governor Shapiro. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The birth of a baby is supposed to be one of the most wonderful times in a woman's life, which is why women with postpartum depression often suffer in silence, stifled by the stigma.
I felt just incredibly alone and isolated. I felt so much self-doubt, just really thinking there were times where my baby would have been better off without me.
That's Melissa Patty, maternal and infant health director for the Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey March of Dimes. She shares her story as a supporter of the newly signed Postpartum Depression Act, which ensures screening, education, and resources are provided to new mothers by the State Department of Health, which must also keep an updated list of resources and materials. State Representative Elizabeth Fiedler, who suffered from PPD 10 years ago, sponsored the measure.
We really view this public awareness and education campaign as a critical piece in giving people the knowledge to be able to say, I think you might be struggling with this health condition. Let's see if we can get you some help.
Postpartum depression is common, affects 1 in 7 women, and the deep feelings of anxiety, worthlessness, and depression can be long-term. Treatments include therapy and medication. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the nation's top field hockey teams is right here in Philadelphia. KYW's Matt Leon has the story.
The Hawks of St. Joseph's University are 13-2 this season, and this week they are ranked 5th in the country. That's the highest ranking in program history. Head coach Hannah Prince talks about having success.
I think the one thing that we've really been focused on is truly taking it game to game and not looking ahead. And I think that really allows us to look at what we need to do each game to be successful, and then how we can exploit our opponents each game as well.
Hawks, one of the best attacking teams in the country, as they lead Division I in goals per game, assists per game, and points per game. St. Joe's returns to action Friday, a road Atlantic 10 matchup with St. Louis. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.